So the benefits then of market research, there's five of them. So it can help identify the target market. Two, reduces costs. Three, evaluate an advertising campaign. Four, forecast future needs. And five, it can identify problems. So the first thing, you can identify your target market. So your target market is who you're aiming the product at. So with your market research, it'll help you to reveal who the target market is. So who you're going to aim it at. For example, whether it's going to be at male, females, children or teenagers. And it also shows why they are likely to buy the product. So what is it that stands out from other products on the market? So it might help identify your unique selling point or your USC. The second one then, reduce costs. So information from consumers can help the business to provide products that satisfies consumer needs and wants. So there's no point in producing a product or service that the consumer doesn't need or want, because if you do, they're not going to buy it. So when you know the needs and wants of the consumer, it saves the business time and money by avoiding making items that they will not purchase, and more make the items that they will purchase. Number three, evaluate an advertising campaign. So it can be used to find out if the firm's advertising campaign was effective. For example, did consumers remember the advertising? Especially could be used during a focus group, would be really good for that. Did the advertising create interest in the product? So if the answers are negative, then the business can make changes for future advertising campaigns. So that would be a really important one as part of primary research. When you kind of have the consumer panels or the focus group, you can show them the advertising and then ask them questions based on that advertising before they actually make it and launch it out on the market, so that it's an effective advertising campaign. The fourth one then, future or forecast future trends. So market research can help identify trends in the market or future trends, so that businesses can create products to meet future consumer needs. So consumer needs are constantly evolving. So that means that they're going to need to have products to meet those needs. So with market research, you can identify what's changing in the market, what trends are happening, and then produce a product or service to meet those trends or to meet those consumer needs. And the fifth one then, identify problems. So you can identify problems that consumers are experiencing, especially through the feedback that you could allow the consumers to give about the product. So this enables the business to take action before issues damage the firm's reputation. So before something gets really, really bad, that kind of customer feedback that you can get from your customers will really help you to fix those issues that you might have with the products. You're going to meet the needs, and the customer is going to be happy to purchase your product and becoming a repeat purchase, or kind of a loyal purchase that would purchase all the products that you produce. For example, Apple. A lot of people will just use Apple products because of the product, the quality, and it meets the needs that they have.